Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the rock on which we stand. Lord, I just pray that what is spoken this morning would be your words, that you would open our hearts to receive your word this morning, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. How many times have you said, I just want some peace? Someone, Alanis Morissetti, I think he's a songwriter and singer, she said, peace of mind for 5 minutes, that's what I crave. Peace. Well, we live in a very busy world, don't we? Things are moving at great speed around us, and believe me, as you get older, things seem to move faster. Things are constantly changing. There are new normals everywhere. For us at Living Water right now, it's been a bit difficult time, an uncertain time and a challenging time. Because of this, my mind was led to focus on the frightened, confused disciples who were hiding behind locked doors. They didn't really understand all that had happened in the previous week, and they were unsure of the future. Their beloved teacher and Lord, who they had followed very closely for 3 years, had been brutally murdered. And now Mary was telling them that he was alive. But how could that be? They couldn't hold on to that, could they? There were lots of conflicting emotions in that room. They were hurting, sad, hopeless. Some were ashamed. Some would have been angry, feeling let down. Some were fearful of repercussions. Some were just totally dumbfounded by all of the events. And some were left questioning everything that they'd pinned their hopes on. So here they were, gathered together in this room after running away in fear when their teacher, who they had loved dearly, had been arrested and killed. And that's where I want us to go this morning. I want us to go in our minds into that room. I want you to be able to see, to feel, to smell that room. I want us to think that we're in that room with those disciples and we're looking at them. And we're watching them. It was almost like a drama that was unfolding before my eyes as I was writing this, and I hope that you can see it with me this morning. In the corner of the room, some are sitting quietly by themselves. They've got their head in their hands. They're feeling really deeply ashamed for deserting their master in his time of need. There they are, they're struggling in silence. They're the people, they're the silent type. They don't talk much. They're sitting there, they're silent, but they're struggling. They're struggling with the overwhelming guilt that they're feeling. And almost in the other side of the room, over there, some are arguing loudly. You should have done something, Peter. You said that you'd never leave him, that you were willing to die for him, but you left him there with his enemies all alone. And someone pipes up and says, yes, I heard that you even denied knowing him, not once but 3 times, just to save your own skin. How could you do that? And Peter replies, you all said you would stay close to him, but you failed too. I failed him so badly. I wanted to protect him. Remember, I fought back in the garden with my sword. But he stopped me. Why did he stop me? I was feeling brave in that moment. I could have saved him from them. Peter walks away, turning his back on them, because tears are now streaming down his face. And with a choked voice, choked with emotion, he says, We all failed him terribly. Mary jumps up. Mary, the one who knows firsthand about transformation and forgiveness, she goes immediately to embrace Peter. She speaks with hope. It's okay, Peter. Our Lord is alive. I've seen him with my own eyes. Suddenly another speaks up. I just don't know what this all means. I'm so confused. I thought the Messiah was coming to rescue us, to save us. Yes, says another, I left everything behind to follow him. I can't go back now. But where do we go from here? We're without a leader and there's only just a few of us. Yes, how can a handful of broken disciples achieve anything great? Someone else pipes up and says, they're going to come for us too, you know. We need to get out of here as fast as we can. And then a quiet voice, maybe from over this side, pipes up and says, no, there has to be more to all of this. I believed in him. His words were so powerful. They changed my life. He's gone. That's when Mary speaks up. No, I have seen him, spoken to him, touched him. He is alive. And then suddenly into that room appears Jesus. Can you imagine their shock? Can you imagine how they felt? And what were the first words that Jesus spoke to them? Shalom aleichem. Peace be upon you. He doesn't come admonishing them because, you know, he totally understands or understood their confusion. He understood their weakness, their failure, their shame. He comes with peace, his peace. And suddenly we're told in Scripture that the room is completely transformed. Jesus' presence and his words, Shalom Aleichem, peace be upon you, spoken twice. Those words have changed everything. The frightened, hurt, angry, confused disciples are suddenly filled with joy. The Message translation says they are exuberant. Can you see them once again? A change of scene. Suddenly they're all crowding around him. They're excited to see that it's really him. I can hear them all talking at once, wanting to ask lots of questions. I see lots of hugging, slapping on the back, maybe even some high fives. In that moment, they are reunited with their good shepherd, with their Lord. Never will they feel lost and alone again. The peace that Jesus had promised them is now sealed in them and in all who would come after them. Maybe they were remembering that time just a little while before when Jesus had said to them, I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given to the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. Finally, they had that peace, that gift of peace that only Jesus could give. You know, I believe that Jesus is in our midst today. I believe that he lovingly holds out his scarred hands and says to us, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be upon you. Peace be upon you. He brings healing. He brings forgiveness. He brings renewal He brings restoration. He brings hope. He brings life. It is all in Him alone, our Lord and our Saviour. He is the source of our peace. There is no real peace without Him. I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace. Not the kind of fragile peace given to the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. Jesus stands in our midst. This Jesus that we love, that we serve, and He reminds us of all of those things. There are so many things about Jesus, too many things for me to tell you all this morning, but to sum it up, I went to the beautiful song, Jesus, What a Beautiful Name, and I'd like to read it for you because it's the words are very special. This Jesus comes to bring peace to all of us today. He's here. Jesus, what a beautiful name. Son of God, Son of Man, Lamb that was slain. Joy and peace, strength and hope, grace that blows all fear away. Jesus, what a beautiful name. Jesus, what a beautiful name. Truth revealed, my future sealed, healed my pain. Love and freedom, life and warmth, grace that blows all fear away. Jesus, what a beautiful name. Jesus, what a beautiful name. Rescued my soul, my stronghold, lifts me from shame. Forgiveness, security, power and love. Forgiveness, security, power and love. Grace that blows all fear away. Jesus, what a beautiful name. At this time, for all of us, let us turn our eyes and our hearts to Jesus. Our beautiful Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, and let us receive the peace that only He can bring.